This is Local Views of the News for what really is the third time in October, '09. In what may be the president's most definitive position in months on health care, the Obama administration announced this week that it will refrain from prosecuting people on federal marijuana charges if they are in compliance with state law in any of the 15 states which permit medicinal use of the weed. The meaning of this announcement isn't entirely clear, in part because there isn't much agreement among law enforcement types about exactly what's legal in any of those states. Also, this is virtually the same announcement the Justice Department made right after inauguration, so we're still waiting for someone to explain what changed this week. Best guess is that arrests may slow down, but charges already filed won't be dropped. Most pot smokers, legal and illegal, live in much more fear of the local cops than of the feds, and that won't be changing anytime soon. Another deja vu story is in the Grass Valley Union's report this week that the reopening of the Idaho Maryland mine is on hold because the company is out of money. Even if your memory is short, you'll remember that the union told the same story with only a slightly different twist just a couple of months ago. And if your memory's a little longer, you've been hearing the same story periodically for 50 years or so. Therefore, we're obligated to point out periodically that stories about reopening the mine are about wannabe miners casting for investor fish, but the union never gets tired of repeating them. The story of the week was about a 6-year-old kid in Colorado who didn't take a ride in a homemade hot air balloon. That was good for a laugh at how easily the media and the would-be rescuers were sucked into what we're now told was a calculated hoax. But another 6-year-old made a much more interesting story in Delaware. Zach Christie showed up for first-grade classes carrying his favorite camping tool, one of those combination knife, fork, and spoon which fold up like a pocket knife. Obviously, he was looking forward to lunchtime, but some people who are supposed to educate the first graders in that part of the world thought it was a weapon of mass destruction, so they sentenced the kid to 45 days in reform school. They call this zero tolerance. Now, hiring the handicapped is an admirable goal, but hiring the zero intelligence to educate the toddlers probably is carrying that goal a little too far. Someone on the school board must have scored a couple points higher on the standardized test, because the penalty for 6-year-old kids carrying cutlery is being reduced to 5 days. Too late for Zach, however. Two more strikes and he's in for life. We said last week that all the good wisecracks about Barack and his Nobel Peace Prize already had been cracked, but they keep piling up. Leave it to Willie Brown. He asks, do you think they're going to give him the Heisman, too? And we like to collect the irony which drips off stories about freedom of speech, and the U.S. Supreme Court is where most of those stories eventually drip. Last week, the Supremes took up a case in which a federal appeals court had struck down a law banning sale of videos depicting dogfighting and other sorts of animal cruelty. Justice Alito cut to the heart of the deliberations by asking, if it's okay to depict animals being killed, is it also legal to sell videos of people being killed? As he put it, could we outlaw the Human Sacrifice Channel? But it was Justice Scalia who scored the unintentional irony points when he declared that the government shouldn't restrict speech and expression unless it involves sex. KVMR is being discussed frequently in connection with speaking freely during this membership drive, and Local Views is happy to serve as a modest example. As we admitted last week, Local Views is preaching to the choir. But Michael Moore, in promoting the latest film, extols the virtue of such preaching by pointing out that it lets everyone know how big the choir really is. KVMR's membership rolls would be one place to count the voices in the loft, so if you know the words and you want to be heard, this would be a good time to start singing. That's it for Local Views this week. This is Mark Stannert reminding you this commentary doesn't necessarily sing a high harmony for KVMR. It's management, staff, or contributors. Email mark@caloki.com.